Supreme Court justices are, for the most part, robed and mysterious figures. You don't see their faces on T-shirts or painted on fingernails or picked for tattoos. They're not routinely parodied on Saturday Night Live or Scandal. Well, at least not until Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg became a cultural icon around the same time she turned 80. Much of this is because of a Tumblr called the Notorious RBG. And now it's been transformed into a graphic nonfiction book that's out tomorrow. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Like any Tumblr, the Notorious RBG allows people to post pretty much anything and do it anonymously. And so it was that Shauna Konishnick, enraged by a Supreme Court ruling gutting the Voting Rights Act, created a tribute Tumblr for the equally furious dissenter in that case, Justice Ginsburg. Hashtag the Notorious RBG soon took off like a bobsled on ice, and Ginsburg heard about the Tumblr.
I think a law clerk told me about this Tumblr and also explained to me what Notorious RBG was a parody on. And now my grandchildren love it. and I try to keep abreast of the latest that's on the Tumblr.
The Tumblr, hashtag Notorious RBG, is a reference to the late 300-pound rapper Notorious B.I.G., known as Biggie, whose lyrics are so raunchy that it's hard to find an arable line. Now I'm in
the
limelight
'cause I rhyme tight. The humor is in the contrast. It's this 80-something-year-old woman, small Jewish grandmother, contrasted to this larger-than-life persona that was Notorious B.I.G. They have something in common in that they're both from Brooklyn. And also, I think they both speak truth to power and can pack a verbal punch.
Shauna Konishnick created the Notorious RBG Tumblr when she was still a law student at NYU. Now, she and Irene Carmon, an MSNBC reporter, have written a graphic nonfiction book about the iconic rise of RBG, who she is, how she got to the Supreme Court, and why young women want to be like her. Irene Carmon.
I don't think the iconic status that she's achieved could happen without social media at all. Because I think the internet has given young women an opportunity to choose our own heroes. The hero that so many young women chose was this 82-year-old grandmother. And I think part of that is because there's this desire on the internet to find something that feels authentic and real and raw.
What Carmon and Konishnick learned in working on their book is that Justice Ginsburg's life embodies way more than they knew. They knew she'd been the architect of the legal fight for women's equal rights in the 1960s and 70s. They didn't know that when she entered Harvard Law School, the dean told her she was taking the place of a man. They didn't know that she already had a daughter back then, that her husband was battling cancer, and that she moved with him to New York, where she graduated first in her class from Columbia Law School and was recommended for a Supreme Court clerkship. But, being a woman, she wasn't even interviewed. It was so difficult in those days for a woman to get a professional job that she hid her pregnancy while a professor at Rutgers. She didn't want to screw up her chances of getting tenure. The book has lots of these stories, tons of photos, drawings, a selection of annotated RBG opinions, dissents, doodles, and the Notorious RBG workout. Yes, her workout, which, as Irin observes, includes 20 push-ups.
Every time I tell somebody that she can do 20 push-ups, no one believes me. But we fact-checked it.
Indeed, Shauna recalls the first time she met Ginsburg was a prearranged introduction at the court that turned out to be just a few days after the justice had a stent put in her heart to correct a blockage.
We asked how she was doing and what we could tell her followers, and she said, "Tell them I'll be back doing push-ups in a few days."
But what surprised Konishnick and Carmon most was Ginsburg's daring do. Her parasailing, her water skiing, and her whitewater rafting well into her 60s and 70s. Carmon tells the story of a rafting trip when a Ginsburg friend tried to persuade the diminutive justice to move from the front of the raft to the back because he feared she would be swept away in the unprotected front seat. RBG's response, "I don't sit in the back." Irene Carmon.
One thing that we learned while we were writing the book was that she's been underestimated her whole life.
Some thought her not radical enough, not liberal enough, too female, too much a mother. Some called her dull, her writing not intellectual enough, according to Carmone.
She's proven all of those myths wrong. So I think a lot of young women know what it's like to be underestimated in that way, and they're inspired by the fact that she has so much integrity in who she is. The first Ruth Bader Ginsburg meme that I ever saw was on Election Day in 2012. It was a portrait of her that said, "Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not have cancer twice and never miss a day on the bench, so you could stay home and not vote."
On a lighter note, the book includes a section called RBG's Swag, about the judicial collar she wears on the bench. A black beaded number is reserved for dissents. The authors note as well that Ginsburg often wears lacy gloves in public, but they admit they didn't know the reason. To be sure, it's fashion, but also to hide the permanent bruises on her hands from her chemotherapy years ago. The book even contains new juicy lyrics modeled after Biggie's lyrics, but these are written for RBG.
Yeah, this song is dedicated to all the judges that told me I never amount to nothing because of my gender, to all the people that lived in their ivory towers that I was hustling in front of.
And finally, there is the How to Be Like RBG section. Things like, think about what you want, then do the work, but then enjoy what makes you happy. As the young authors put it succinctly, RBG gets out a lot.
Damn right I'm gonna speak my mind.
Because if we can't move ahead, then we're behind. And it's all...
it's all good.
And if you don't know, now you know, Nino.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.